రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 22, 23, 24. రాజం స్వయాను ప్రష్టానాం సుహృదాం నః సుహృత్పురే విప్రశాప విముద్ధానాం
విప్రశాప విమూఢానాం
నిఘ్నతాం ముష్టిభిర్మితః వారుణిం ముదిరాం పీత్వా మదోన్మథితా చేతసాం
అజానతామివాన్యోన్యం
చతుపంచావశేషితః. రాజన్
ఓ కింగ్
త్వయా
బాయు
అనుప్రష్టానాం
As you inquired.
Suhridham. Of friends and relatives.
Our.
Suhratpure.
In the city of Dwaraka.
Vipra.
Brahmanas.
Shapa.
By the curse of.
Vimudanam.
Of the befooled.
Nignatam.
Of the killed.
Mushtibihi.
With bunches of sticks.
Mithaha.
Among themselves.
Varunim.
Fermented rice.
Madiram.
Wine.
Pitva.
Having drunk.
Mada unmatita. Being intoxicated.
Chetasam.
Of that mental situation.
Ajanatam.
Of the unrecognized.
Iva.
Like.
Anyonyam.
One another.
Chatuhu.
Four.
Pancha.
Five.
Avasheshita.
Now remaining. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King, since you have asked me about our friends and relatives in the city of Dwarka, I will inform you that all of them were cursed by the Brahmanas, and as a result, they all became intoxicated with wine made of putrefied rice and fought among themselves with sticks, not even recognizing one another. Now all but four or five of them are dead and gone. Please repeat. O King,
since you have asked me about
our friends and relatives
in the city of Dwarka,
I will inform you that
All of them were cursed.
By the Brahmanas. And as a result,
They all became intoxicated.
With wine made of.
Putrefied rice.
And fought among themselves.
With sticks.
Not even recognizing.
One another.
Now all but four or five of them
are dead and gone. are dead and gone.
Next one. Prayenaitat Bhagavata. Ishvarasya vicheshtitam. Mitho nignanti bhutani.
Bhavayanti cha yan mitha.
Factually, this is all due to the supreme will of the Lord, the personality of Godhead. Sometimes people kill one another, and at other times they protect one another. Purport. According to the anthropologists, there is nature's law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. But they do not know that behind the law of nature is the supreme direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the law of nature is executed under the direction of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is a peace in the world, it must be known that it is due to the goodwill of the Lord. And whenever there is upheaval in the world, it is also due to the supreme will of the Lord. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. Whenever, therefore, there is disobedience of the established rules enacted by the Lord, there is war between men and nations. The surest way to the path of peace, therefore, is dovetailing everything to the established rule of the Lord. The established rule is that whatever we do, whatever we eat, whatever we sacrifice, or whatever we give in charity must be done to the full satisfaction of the Lord. No one should do anything, eat anything, sacrifice anything, or give anything in charity against the will of the Lord. Discretion is the better part of valor, and one must learn how to discriminate between actions which may be pleasing to the Lord and those which may not be pleasing to the Lord. An action is thus judged by the Lord's pleasure or displeasure. There is no room for personal whims. We must always be guided by the pleasure of the Lord. Such action is called Yoga Karmasu Kaushalam, or actions performed which are linked with the Supreme Lord. That is the art of doing a thing perfectly. Okay, I think. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकस्वामिनिति नामिने नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे राजं त्वयानुप्रष्टानां सुहृदाम्नः सुहृत्पुरे विप्रशाप विमूढ़ानां निग्नतां मुष्टिभिर्मीथः वारुणीं मदिरां पीत्वा मदोन्मथतिता चेतसां अजानतां इवान्योन्यं चतुः पञ्चावशेषितः. ओ किंग, सिंस यू हैव आस्क्ड अबाउट मी अबाउट अवर फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स इन द सिटी ऑफ द्वारका, I will inform you that all of them were cursed by the Brahmanas, and as a result, they all became intoxicated with wine made of putrefied rice and fought among themselves with sticks, not even recognizing one another. Now all but four or five of them are dead and gone. Prayenaita naitat bhagavata ishvarasya vicheshtitam मिथो निग्नंति भूतानि भवयंति च yanmithaha. Actually, this is all due to the supreme will of the Lord, the personality of Godhead. Sometimes people kill one another, and at other times they protect one another. Arjuna is continuing, and now first he talked about his own separation. You know, see the other way around. Yudhishthir Maharaj asked him first about all the relatives and the well-wishers and everybody in Dwarka. And then he asked about Arjuna, why you are like this? And Arjuna in return, he did not answer his first question. He first wanted to, you know, pour it out. As they say, you know, the steam has to be released. He's holding it. He wants to talk to somebody. And so the moment he sees, he just gets an opportunity. But he's maintaining the etiquette, you know. He's not saying, first listen to me. I have a problem. He didn't say that, you know. He just quietly stood there. Except that, you know, he was not looking cheerful. His head was down. And after all these questions, then he starts talking. But he talks about himself first. How he is missing Krishna. And then he glorifies Krishna in the process. And now he's turned towards his original question. What about Dwarkavasis? And it's a simple thing. He said, everybody is dead. Except four or five. The Brahmanas curse. How this happened? Why the Brahmanas curse? So if you remember, Krishna was cursed by Gandhari. That as I lost my 100 sons, you will lose everybody. And Krishna said, thank you. So that's Krishna's plan. We see that in the next verse, that's what it is said. It's, everything is Krishna's plan, Krishna's will. That prevails in the whole world, you know. You and I may have our own plans. But doesn't work. One day, my Guru Maharaj, you know, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, old, quite few years back, when we went into his room, he was laughing. There was nobody in the room, but he's laughing. So we were a little surprised and, you know, intrigued, what is going on, you know. So with, of course, when you cannot ask Guru why he's doing anything, but somehow, you know, we are curious, we are not questioning, but we wanted to enjoy the rasa. Because definitely when Krishna says something, you know, there must be some rasa. And the Guru's enjoying means thus, must be some rasa, some mellow. So we asked Guru Maharaj, can we also take part in this rasa? And he said, no, you know, it's all right. But then on his own he said, you know what, I'm laughing because I was just telling Krishna my plans. So we were new and then we said, what is there to laugh? And this is me telling Krishna my plans. So what is the value of those plans? So now I realize that I'm a stupid person, you know, I'm a fool. So I'm laughing. So this is a huge realization, you know. We make plans all the time, but we never laugh. Because we think that our plans are the great plans, you know. I plan to do this, I plan to do that. Even the government says planning commission. All of us know that it never happens. Sometimes it happens. Again, the same thing, you know, it happens because of Krishna and it doesn't happen because of Krishna. That's what a devotee has to understand. See, again, the same thing, Girish Prabhu, we cannot dictate to Krishna. He is Swarat. He doesn't take orders from anybody. He knows what is the best. And there is a good reason after, you know, in whatever he does. We think that, oh, he should have done like this, he should have done like that, you know, when India-Pakistan war is there, he should have been standing on the border and killing the Pakistanis. I mean, we have all these nice ideas. But Krishna doesn't work like that. He knows. I told you the reason given by the Acharyas can find out to some extent. They also cannot go into everything that Krishna does. But they understand better than us, and so they say that this was, you know, an excuse. How do you take them back suddenly like that? No. Krishna didn't want that. Krishna wanted everybody else to know that when the king goes, there's likely to be a infighting between the people. And this time, because he had to prove that Gandhari is again a devotee, her curse is true, so he made Brahmana's curse this indirectly, you know. Brahmana's curse the Dwarkavasis, Yadus, to fight, against each other. They curse that you will fight against each other. And so it says that, you know, they are fighting, not even recognizing whom they are fighting with, you know. Because they are all intoxicated with wine. What kind of wine it's said is given here? Varunim Madiram. You know, the rice fermentation. You drink that and then you see in the Odisha and Bengal, some poor people, they drink only that, you know, they just soak the rice in water, and then, you know, after some days that rice starts fermenting, so they drink that. And then in that way they are in the state of intoxication, you know, they just don't want to work. And then they eat the balanced rice, you know, whatever is there. So that's the point. We should never ever question Krishna's motives. As I said, because who are we to question? Our status is very, very insignificant. We are just a spark in the whole. Krishna says, Krishna doesn't say, the Acharya, the Shastra says that, and Krishna also confirms in Bhagavad Gita, he says, this whole creation is but a spark of me. The whole creation, that means a spark is not the fire, but that's how we have to understand, that the fire is so big, it can do a lot more damage than a spark. So same way, Krishna doesn't, he doesn't take orders. He does out of love for the devotee so many things, you know. He doesn't have to. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I don't have to work. Because I'm not affected by any karma or anything, so why do I work? But still I work. And he takes the responsibility. He says, because I'm God, so if I don't work, then there will be problem. His whole creation will be ruined, you know, because he has to maintain. What is his work? His work is mainly to sanction our wills, our desires. Sanction, not sanction. Sanction, not sanction. That's how he works. You know, everything else is properly situated. You know, like the president of this country, he doesn't work like a laborer. He doesn't go and start building the roads and stuff like that. You know. But he's working. He's overall seeing everything. Okay, so I hope in that context you should take this. Okay, thank you. So now, all these Yadavas except 4 and 5, somewhere I was reading, somebody asked me a question also. That he says, I read that only one Yadava was left. I don't know, here it says, we go by Bhagavatam, which is more authorized than anything else. It says 4 or 5, Chatu Pancha. Very clear. So it's not some imagination or something like that. Chatuhu pancha avasheshitaha. Okay. And then in the next one, Prabhupada explains very nicely about Lord Supreme Will. This Lord Supreme Will is ultimate. You know, he can make people fight, he can make people make peace. And why does he do it? Why make fight? Oh, he has to establish so many things through that fight, you know. Only when we fight, we come to know our problems, right? If you are in peace, how do I know my weakness? How do I know my strength? So this is one way. Secondly, it's to remind us that this world, this material world, is not a happy place. It is dukkhalaya ashashvatam. To remind us, all this happens, you know. Heat and cold, fights, love, so-called love, perverted love, simple love, all that. And we see that, you know, we kill riots take place sometimes between two communities. And then people are killing each other, but there are people who are saving also, some of them. So that's a wonderful thing about human nature. You kill, you save, you do so many things. But again, it's all under the supreme will of the Lord. That means He's sanctioning, you know. He's sanctioning the fight or He's not sanctioning the fight. And He's the only enjoyer, we must remember, He's the only enjoyer. He fought with Bhishma, He fought with Jarasandha, He fought with Jambavan, you know, because He wanted to fight with somebody strong. See, he wants to enjoy all the rasas. So this is the explanation, simple explanation, that Krishna is the only enjoyer and He does it everything for His own enjoyment. So now, if we do everything to just please Him, then what is that? Please means enjoy, right? Then you are on the right side. You are on Krishna's side. So Krishna will not give you, He'll test you. He'll do so many things with you, but He will not treat you like others. That is why we want to become the devotee. We want to be on the right side of Krishna. We want to cooperate with His laws. Okay? So I think I will stop here. Thank you very much. If you have any question, comment, you can take that up. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.